And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week we've got a Nicotine Records special. Every single band we're playing are on the label Nicotine Records, which is a European label. You'll be hearing more about the label itself later on in the show. But I want to get right at the top, Tony. I want to get in a word of the week.
Okay.
Now, word of the week. We do ask you, if you have an idea for a word or phrase that you think we should use on the show, do email it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email word of the week. We haven't had one for a couple of weeks, so how fortuitous that I should have been sat with a number of women on Friday night in Newcastle who may or may not have been part of a hen do from North Devon, who one of them jokingly said, hey, if you get us more drunk, we'll probably all end up taking you back to the hotel. And I said, there's no point doing that. I don't want a game of musical fannies. And pissed myself laughing. So basically, the idea, it's anything above a threesome, basically.
Okay.
If it's one man and more than two women, you're effectively playing musical fannies. Which is I was very, very chuffed with that, indeed.
That's almost as chuffed as the hell out of the Americans.
Oh, who cares? Well, no, it can be a gay thing for them.
Oh,
cool. I was almost as excited about that as I am about a band called No Direction. Let's have a listen to them. Come on! Was No Direction and a song called Full On Rock and Roll from the album No Direction that I've got here. It's out on Nicotine Records now. What I want to know is, Tony, what is No Direction's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/No Direction.
Nope, MySpace.com/No Direction HQ. Poorly be the internet one, Tony Neil. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers in the background here. I spoke to Richard Herring earlier on today. We had a game of poker online.
Hi. Did he beat you?
Yeah. No.
Nice.
It wasn't just us two. But he's got his own podcast. So do check that out sometime. They seem to be enjoying themselves there. Just randomly showing a bit of support for another podcast, Tone. You know how it goes. It's like, that is kind of real, and I do know him. So some people that I don't know, however, are people who've left us MySpace comments this week. Please do leave us comments on MySpace. I love getting MySpace comments. Some of the funniest things that we've ever read out have been on MySpace. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Make sure you leave a comment. If you haven't added as a friend already, do. I did get round to adding another 30 people who'd put in a friend request last night, but then my computer shagged itself. So there's still 8 of you outstanding. Sorry about that. And obviously it's the first 8 because of the way the thing's set up. I will get round to you, I promise you. Right, so anyway, these are some of the comments this week. Some are longer than others. That's all I'm going to say there. Okay. First up, hey, thanks for playing our sad song. Other than that, another great show. Better hurry if you come into Providence, though. It's being foreclosed upon. Be glad to show you around the boarded up places we used to play. Frenzy of Tongues of Providence.
Nice.
Rhode Island, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, so thanks very much, Frenzy of Tongues, and thanks for getting in touch, and thanks for reminding us that we hadn't played a track by yours in a bit. This next one's a little more confusing. Maybe you can help, Tony. You okay. Just made my night, Lil Chrisser. Now, I don't know who Lil Chrisser is.
No, not a clue.
But we just made their night.
Brilliant.
So I'll do some more research there.
Okay.
Now comes on slightly longer. I'm going to start off in English.
Okay.
For the benefit of listeners who are deaf, Paulie, I shall write all of my following comments in Geordie, commencing now. Right then, I'm a bit upset about what you had to say about our beloved football club in our beloved city in your last podcast. I like Newcastle, by the way. It's pronounced Newcastle, not Newcastle. It's a comedy city. Just look at the football club. Ha! I wouldn't say that when I'm there, though. Well, I was there last weekend. I didn't fucking see you, mate. I'll refer to an earlier comment by myself. This coming from a fucking Forest fan. How are you, man? Yous could have killed off that sloppy-faced twat Kinnear instead of just making him redundant. Do you hear me? Making him redundant for 4 years. And him ending up at St. James's. Anywhere. With any luck, this'll all be our. By the time you rig this out, we'll have Lord Shearer as manager and a new owner. I didn't like rambling on about football and all, like, you know, by the way, blading racist. Especially when, if you's bothered to read this, it'll be on a show which has now to do with sport. Much love, Richard, the mighty Muff Plunderer. P.S. Punky is better than the audio on YouTube of that blokey in Cramlington. I've lost it. Ringing up Argos Complaints Department. He's become all Yorkshire.
Yeah.
About somebody having a catalogue through his window. PPS. Perhaps hoying could be your word of the week. It's Geordie for throwing. No.
No.
All right. Anyway, next up, I'm saying no to having hoying as the word. We got musical fannies.
True.
Next one up's a bit short, also from the northeast. I never thought I'd say this. I'm preferring Mackham's in this instance. Sounding mint, mate. Cheers from the crew. Crashed out. Where's case of these? Thank you very much, Crashed Out. I'm glad that you heard the show that we played you on, of course. Very, very happy about that. Right, next up, for those of you from other countries, Geordie is a bastardised dialect of English that no one can understand other than people within a 6 mile radius of the Tyne Bridge. Hey!
Fucking hell.
Paul and Tony, just listen to the punk in this oddly special. I would like to say how fucking bloody brilliant it was. Every single track was fan-freaking-tastic. Following on from the previous punkless show, it was just what we needed. Keep up the great work. Work! Ah, Graham!
Nice.
Graham Holland, Liverpool, UK. It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. And finally, cross promo. Is that anything like cross dressing? Punk and Disorderly. There's a punk show on a radio station in the Midlands, Tony. It's called Punk and Disorderly.
No.
Well, it's in Yorkshire, West Yorkshire. I'm going to find out more about it, more information of them in the future. But go and check out their comment on our page and take it to their page because they have a show, especially for punks and skins. I think they might be a bit more hardcore than us. But anyway. That concludes the MySpace comments.
Okay.
Just before, however,
Just
before we get to Podcast Alley, I do have to make an apology to the Forget-Me-Nots. I played the wrong track when I played them on the show. I said it was Around Her Thighs in 80 Days, and it wasn't. The reason for that is quite straightforward. On the back of the CD they sent me, the first thing says Around Her Thighs in 80 Days. I didn't realise that was just the name of the album. I thought that was also the name of the first track. So I do have an excuse. But I did send him a message back saying, sorry, I'm a fucking idiot. Right.
Fair enough.
Do you have any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your comments so far. It's a new month next week, so might be worth holding off voting because it's December as of Monday. So, but do vote for us, as it's new month, so yeah. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important Please Vote For Us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you wish, because we read out the best comments. Read them all out, actually. You could vote for us this week, but if not, don't worry, hold off until next Monday and then vote like mad. Thank you, because it's December, and nothing says Happy Christmas like a vote. Thank you.
Vote like mad!
Yeah. Punky is good stuff. Every episode is a fun listen and has great music. Paul and Tony are great, and neither of them is a twat. From Ken's 3709. Brilliant.
50% right.
Harsh. Punky Radio is the best podcast out there on the internet. From Mick. Thank you.
100% right.
Yeah. Punky's great. I hoove an uxent where I pronounce the letter A like you. So couldn't you read this comment in my uxent? Dave Fitz. Very strange. But hey, thanks
for
the
vote. Dave Fitz next week.
Really? Okay. Cooper, Cooper. You guys are awesome, even if you are a pair of smacktards, but I never can blame my listening on beer muffs. Now fuck off, because I have a lot of episodes to listen to so that I'm caught up. Keener.
50% right.
And finally, my vote. Here is my vote for Punky this month. Music, as always, is fantastic on this podcast and never disappoints. Tony and Paul are the perfect hosts for this hour of randomness, albeit undeniably brilliant randomness. They make Punky the highlight of my Tuesday night. Although, let's face it, it's Tuesday. What else is going on? Only joking, always listening. H. From I Don't Do It.
Right, I've got 2 points there. First of all, 50% right.
Okay.
Secondly, Tony, for God's sake, man, it's albeit.
Oh, it's albeit. Yeah, let's call the whole thing off.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice reading, though. It's time for the next track. Have you heard of a band called the Lime Spiders?
No.
I had neither until Nicotine Records very kindly sent me a load of CDs that they've just brought out on their label. And I thought, do you know what I'll do? I'll make this a Nicotine Records special. More information about the label later. First of all, I want to play you... This is live. I want to play you a live track from the album Live at the Esplanade. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Lime Spiders MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LimeSpiders.
No, myspace.com/official Lime Spiders. Poorly being the internet too. Tony Neil, this is Volatile. I'm volatile. Oh, be like my style. I'm only changing every day. By the wind in my sails. I'm a time bomb. And I feel like I'm about to explode. I might as well be loaded gun. And the ammunition weighs it down. But I'm always staying in my place. Always changing the expression on my face. Never knows where to turn. Stupid out of my screen burn. In a state of flux. My chemicals don't combine. My top dollar does. I guess I'm just a bad design. But I'm just keeping credit, never claim. And I didn't get to bed last night. I take as much as I can get. I thought I was a fucking wife.
Yeah, I'm volatile.
So, Tony, that's Lime Spiders Volatile, and we've got another live track before the end of the show as well.
Wow.
Cool. You're listening to Midnight Configuration, those scary types from the scariest people in the heart of Sherwood Forest, I'd say there. And here's something equally scary. Facebook ads. As you know, when you add me on Facebook, if I remember, I write randomly about us. If I don't, I'd like you to write one about us. Please do add me on Facebook. You just find my name. I can't bother to go into details about it. There's enough of you do add me. You clearly can suss it out. And I do revisit people that I haven't met randomly and kind of get round to at some point as well. But it's nice if you do it. It's more interesting because you get more than one sort of humour. So, anyway, here comes the first one. Rob Berwick. Now, do you know who Rob Berwick is, Tony?
No.
Let me tell you about him. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1996. Rob met me while lurking about with Sean at the Psychoactive Studio while he was recording my first CD, which is very good, by the way. We lived in the back of a Ford Cortina. Rob had all his possessions in the boot and I had my worldly goods in the ashtray. From 1973 to 1974, we travelled to infinity and beyond together. I went to nursery school with Rob. I hope that's cleared a few things up. Gerald Shale Brooks. Gerald Shale Brooks, that's easy for me to say. He's a mohawk of fine repute, but would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, Gerald writes. Not sure how we really met, but I know that it somehow involves a rabid monkey, purple polyester pants, and possibly some sort of cheese grater. But we still managed to capture the real Slim Shady and save Metropolis at the same time. There were a few drinks involved. Oh, yes.
Oh, nice.
Stefan Carno. I believe you've met Stefan Carno.
I have.
He's called Stefan C, but would you like to know how I met him?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Stefan will one day become king of the world because A, he's an evil genius, and B, he has mucho, mucho psycho pounds. I think he should use his money and powers for good, a bit like Batman, but I'm staying mates with him anyway, just in case he ever needs a jester in his court. Dermot Carmody. I'll tell you a little bit about Dermot Carmody. Dermot is a very fine singing comedian, rather like myself, only he's very fine, who worked in the UK for a few years but has now moved back to Southern Ireland. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Dermot and I both entirely failed to make musical comedy the new rock and roll in the mid-90s. If we keep going long enough, though, we might just make it the new dance. Oh, then that would have been funny then. The new dance. And I would like to say that Dermot has added in brackets, easy on the T though, we don't want any accidents. Or as he would say, easy on the T though, we don't want any accidents. Black Cat.
Okay.
Would you like to know how I met Black Cat?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We worked at the glue factory. I got sacked. We met randomly. Black Cat helped me to get over solvent abuse. She adds, he was always sniffing around. We became inseparable and spent many happy hours making papier-mâché aardvarks, which we sold to Japanese tourists for vastly inflated prices at local car boot sales. Then the market dried up. Fiendishly clever, these Orientals.
Nice.
And so concludes my Facebook latest ads, Tony. Do you have a twat?
I do. But it is the last one that I've got at the moment, so...
Oh, Lord.
I know, so please, please, people, please, it's a twat plea. Email me your twats. You must know a twat, so if you do know one, please nominate them to me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And this week is one courtesy of Dick from Jukebox Review.
I like things courtesy of Dick.
Yeah, there you go. Don't know what to say to that. There you go. Tony, not sure if we are being twats or Diamond Geezer. Perhaps you can chaps be the judge and decide on the show. We love a blog by Diamond Geezer, a truly informative guide and tour around London. We thought it would be nice to play a selection of his favourite music on our show and label it the Diamond Geezer episode. He said no, which is fair enough, but he quickly descended into self-important I never do anything if asked and I don't promote other shows. If you can be asked to read the email traffic below, which I'm not going to, you can see that we want to promote him, not the other way around. So we were somewhat miffed with his attitude, as we never asked for any reciprocal promotion. So please, Tony and Paulie B, you decide. Robot Love, Dick. Basically, they wanted to do The show will feature music he chose and label it The Diamond Geezer Show. And he replied, absolutely not. When asked, you know, why, he replied, once someone's asked me to promote something, I never do. I went further on to say, promotion goes two ways and I'm not seeking any, thanks. Which, a bit rude, when they were just seeking to promote him. So I'd be on their side on this one.
What a fucking twat.
Yeah. So there you go. Really? So you ready for it?
I've never been more ready for anything in my entire life.
So Diamond Geezer, the podcast from the ether,
is a twat. He's a fucking twat.
Yeah.
No one tries to do you a favour and you get all on your high horse.
Yeah.
I don't like people who get on their high horse.
No.
How silly. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if he got a vote on Podcast Alley from Soupy?
He probably has.
Yeah, true. Fair point.
Just showing
right,
support.
So, oh, yeah. That's a perfectly justified twat. Well done, Dick. And nil point to Diamond Geezer. Do, if you have a twat, do please email Tony at punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. Time for song three. You've heard of the Ramones?
I have.
Have you heard of the Hamburg Ramones?
I haven't.
You have now. They're on Nicotine Records, Tony. More of Nicotine Records later on in the show. And this is a track from their album, Long Black Hair. This is Surf Punk's Back in Town.
We're searching for the lucky strike, cruising down the interstate. Have a real cool time. The sun is out, the wind is right. You've got your horn and I've got mine. We're heading for the golden beach. Everything's gonna be alright. The Baywatch girls playing silly games underneath the stars. The lifeguards having lots of beers till the morning light. The surf runs back in town. It's great to be around. Wax your board and catch the waves in the summer heat. The surf runs back in town. It's great to be around. Wax your board and catch the waves in the summer heat. There's ice cream weather all around. We're stomping to the punk rock sound. There's good vibrations away, yo. The T-Bird's gotta go. The surfer moon will rise again. The sun will hit the sky. We're riding, riding now and then till the morning light. Surf punk's back in town. It's great to be around. Wax your board and catch the waves in the summer heat. The surf punk's back in town. It's great to be around. Wax your board and catch the waves in the summer heat.
So that was Hamburg Ramones and Surf Punk's Back in Town. Did I tell you what the album was called? Yes, I did. Long Black Hair. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Hamburg Ramones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Hamburg Ramones.
It might be. I've got absolutely no idea.
Okay.
It wasn't mentioned on the back of the CD, and when I was compiling the MySpace pages, I was offline, so I've just realised that I haven't checked. So I'm going to give you that as a point. basically, because I just don't know, and you might be right. I will try and get the bands on our top friends this week, but I haven't had time to add any of them yet because I was offline for a few days. So my apologies, but if you leave it until, say, Thursday, if you want to check out the bands that we haven't mentioned the names of on MySpace, just wait till then check out the myspace.com/punkyradio top friends. Now then, Tony, I've been wanting to find out a bit more about this website GoDaddy. Can you give me any information?
I can certainly try. And all I know basically so far is that GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And you can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have one already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
Wow.
Yeah. And after registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders.
I love their website builders.
They're so dreamy. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store, and GoDaddy can help there too.
Whoopee!
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate.
What are they?
That's SSL.
All right.
And that'll protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
They do. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. Well, finally, the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2, that's...
PUNKY2.
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more, and why is that particularly good?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet website needs.
You didn't need to talk fast, just you. I talk fast.
It's a nervous thing. It's a nervous thing.
Mr. Copycat.
Put your hand on the fire. I'd do it. I would. Do it. I would.
Right. Next time I see you, I'm going to put my hand in the fire. Just to see whether you're a liar as well as a copycat.
Probably.
Right. I'm going to get straight on with the next track, Tony. I see no reason to fuck about here. This is another band from Nicotine Records, who we will be talking about after this song. This is The Things and Psycho Lover. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Things.
It is. It's Tony 2, going to be in the internet 2. What a comeback. You could win it this week now. Enjoy. That's The Things and Psycho Lover, Tony. That is one of my favourite songs by one of my favourite bands I've heard in recent times. Do find out more about them, myspace.com/thethings. You're also listening to Mustang Lightning at the moment, who I keep meaning to get in touch with because I keep saying they've got some new stuff out and we haven't had it yet. I'll find out. Hey, it was my first stand-up comedy shows with my students last week, and I just want to give them a bit of a shout out because they were absolutely brilliant both nights.
Cool.
Tuesday and Wednesday night, they were terrific, and they haven't had as much teaching as the ones we got last year, and they've been under a bit more pressure, and I didn't know how they do basically, and they were great, and some of them really, really accomplished stand-up comics. One or two of them could, I reckon, if they wanted to, could probably make a living out of it, but I won't be telling them that. No, sir. I just wanted to ask you, have you got any form of gigs you want to talk about?
No, nothing's penciled in. We're just going through a writing phase now, so no, nothing much going on. I'll probably go down for Christmas.
I'm now going to ask you again, have you got any gigs you'd like to talk about?
Oh, sorry, I do.
And where are they from? Are they from the world?
It's an international one, from my international gig guide.
Tony's international gig guide. Ah,
yeah, got one finally. Yes. It's been a slow day. This is from the Dirty Hua, or the Dirty Hua, who says, "It may not be punk, but it's a fucking good gig." She had the Datsuns, Deja Voodoo, at the Corraglen Tavern in Corraglen, New Zealand, 28th of December. Sorry?
That's the Datsuns in a pub.
How good that can be. In North New Zealand, 28th of December. Good that I was there 2 months ago and won't be going back for some time. Anyone who finds themselves in New Zealand's North Island over Christmas should make the effort, or I kill you. Carry on, smack towards the Dirty Hua.
They certainly should. If you're in the New Zealand area around the time of the gig, why not get yourself up there to see, as much as anything else, see the Datsuns?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Did they do Motherfucker from Hell, or was that the Datsuns?
I don't remember that one. Sounds like one I would remember as well.
What? Which one do you remember, though, by them?
I can't remember the name of it. I remember one song in the chart by the Datsuns. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Trans something?
I think they did Motherfucker from Hell.
Right.
I think. It's called MF from Hell on the album, obviously. Right. Now then, Tony, I want to tell you a little bit. Oh, by the way, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. I have some additional material here. This is concerning Nicotine Records, who I've been threatening to tell you about for the whole show. They sent us a load of CDs ages ago, and we did a Nicotine Records special. And then, in fact, I think that's where we got Invasion dell'Omelie Verdi thingamy types that I really like that we can't say. I think that was them. But anyway, they sent us these ones pretty much out of the blue last week, and I was so excited I got in touch with them straight away via MySpace. And this is the note I sent them. It said, "Hello there. Thank you so much for the press pack of CDs. We shall be doing a Nicotine special in the next couple of weeks. I will let you know when the show is posted. One question. I thought you were in Italy, but the MySpace page says Sweden. How is that done? Cheers, Paulie B. P.S. Thanks again for the CDs. We will do you proud." I got an immediate response. "Hello, Paulie. Thank you for the contact. I hope that you like our bands. It's a long story about your question. Anyway, we have a record studio in Sweden, but for work, we move between Sweden, Italy and Spain. We describe ourselves as a European label. Our motto is open to a large range of stylistic experiences, from garage to punk rock, from power pop to hard rock. Attitude, first of all, over the boundaries, over the horizons. We are a small, small label, DIY, born almost 10 years ago. We produce only that we like to listen, not for money or for fashion. We like real person and real musicians. Our motto is clear, so thank you for your help. Keep in touch. Cheers, Alberto." And then a little line to finish, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. There you go. That is what Nicotine Records are all about, and that's why we've done a Nicotine Records special this week. They're everything punk is about. They're a small DIY label that are in it because they love the music. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
That's why we're playing stuff by them. So we're going to play another one by them now, Tony.
Cool.
And this is it. This is the Bad Days. This is Broken Jaw. So, Tony, that's the Bad Days and Broken Jaw from their album Eat My Luck, available on Nicotine Records. What I want to know is, what is their website?
Website?
Yes.
www.
Tony, we don't do the W's on this show.
Okay. thebaddays.net.
Nice try. Thebaddays.de. Unlucky, though. Probably be the Internet 3, Tony 2. Have a feeling you're going to get the last one though. So Tony, just while that song was on, you asked me what I thought about the Alistair Darling's pre-budget. I'm actually more interested to think, what do you think about it?
What do I think about it? I think it was quite good. Apparently they were going to put the corporation tax up for small businesses, which was, and they've delayed that or postponed it or cancelled it. So that's good for me. VAT's down, which doesn't really affect me. It seemed quite good. I was a bit worried about the borrowing. It seems to be massive over the next couple of years, like 120 billion or something in a couple of years' time. Apart from that, it's good to see them doing something about it, and it's good to see that I'm going to get a bit more money in the pocket. Also, I think the lower tax bracket's gone up as well, the lower one, so that's good as well. So
basically, tax. Tony, it's all about you.
It's all about me. Well, yeah.
That's what you're thinking about the pre-budget that hopefully is going to save this country from going down the toilet. You were just concerned about you.
Yep.
You fickle voter.
That's me.
I think that even though that the Tories are saying that dropping VAT by 2.5% is going to make fuck all difference, actually it will, because we all pay VAT on everything. Mm. So it will just trickle down. I mean, the first thing is that is included in the price of petrol.
Ah, but they've put a additional duty on petrol to match it. So they reduced VAT on petrol, but they've also put it back up.
But they were going to add that duty anyway.
Ah, okay.
So in this way, it keeps it the same. Gas was going to go up. So this way, at least gas stays the same and is at the mercy of the oil price and not the mercy of the government. So that's why I think that's okay. And I think just paying like 2.5% less on VAT on absolutely everything means that basically for every £100 you spend on VAT, you'll have another £2.50. Well, that's another pint, isn't it? I mean, if you want to look at it on a completely simple basis. Thanks very much to the government today. We all spend thousands on VAT every year. That's a few more pints. Let's face it, if we're pissed, we won't notice the country going down the river, so it should be fine. It's largely a good thing. It's quite a brave move. It's the first sort of vaguely left-wing budget there's been under New Labour. So if you are of a left-wing persuasion, it should bring a few voters back to the fold there, I think. Whether the Tories will get any good out of it, I don't know, but I think it's quite a brave move, and I don't think it'll do the country any harm.
No.
I think it can only do it some good. I wouldn't worry about the borrowing too much, man. We're always borrowing money.
True. It does seem quite high. But these big figures are always quite scary.
Well, one way that we could ease the problem of borrowing is that we could stop lending money to that bloody third world there.
That's more true.
That's the thing, if we're feeling a bit skint, I mean, when you go, look, if you go past a busker, right, I'm not likening the third world to a busker, right, if you go past a busker, or you go past a tramp, or a beggar or something, and they say, can you spare any change? Personally, if I've got any change spare, I spare it.
Okay.
If I haven't, I keep walking, because I haven't got any spare change. Now, this country, clearly, has got the equivalent of no spare change. So let's stop fucking lobbing it at other countries.
Okay.
It just seems sensible to me. You know, when we've got some again, we'll lend it again. I don't think that's such a controversial thing, is it?
No, not at all.
Not as controversial as being in Newcastle over the last few days. Fuck me, it was cold, Tony.
Really?
Blimey. It's like, yeah, my God. You know how women in Newcastle famously walk around wearing fuck all?
Yeah.
On Friday night, there was more than one pair of chapped lips, let me tell you.
Ooh, yeah.
I had a really, really brilliant time at the Hyena Comedy Club, and thanks to everyone that came down and made it such good fun. I was on with Simon Bly and Aaron Counter, and everybody had a good time. Well, I was very, very pleased. Thanks for that. Thursday, if you're in the London area, I will be at the Queen Boadicea in Angel doing a gig. I think it's an 8:30 start, but it's on, I can't remember what street it's on, but there's only one Queen Boadicea at Angel. There's only one Queen Boadicea at Angel. Obviously, I would call it the Queen Boudica, but it was named before we started calling her properly, so that's the excuse there. And finally, this Sunday is Dolly Remixture, my third cabaret show. It's gearing up to be an absolute classic. There is stand-up comedy from Gavin Inskip and Louise Scody. We have beautiful dancing ladies Lena May and Dolly Rose. Stage magic from Dave Lindell. Close-up magic from Lee Smith. I'll be comparing it. House band Dying Inside. We'll be playing the Roxanne drinking game. There's a pre-show market featuring at least 6 stalls. Food is available. And our headline band are Maxwell Hammer and Smith that do 70s rock covers. It's going to be brilliant. £8 advance ticket, £10 on the door. And while we're there, I just thought I'd let you be the first to know, Tony, that we have just booked Lord Bishop Rocks for next April.
Nice. Oh, he's going to love that.
He is over the moon already.
Jesus, that is his gig.
Yeah, there'll be more Lord Bishop Rocks information next week. There'll also be more Dave Fitz information next week. And while I think about it, I was going to save this to the very last bit, but we've got a judgmental next week.
Oh.
I'm going to be getting the cinnamon gum out and going for it. We might as well play the last track, Tone, unless there's anything that you'd like to add.
Nope, that's about covered it, I think.
Thank you so much to Nicotine Records for sending us all of these. The last track's another live one. Walter Lure, live in Berlin. And there's quite a few covers on this one, and so I'm not playing one of those. I'm playing one of the originals on it. They're a kind of I suppose you call it a blues rock band, I suppose. What I'd like to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Walter Lure.
Might well be. Again, it's not written on the CD, and I haven't found it yet, so I'm going to give you that, which makes it an honourable draw. Nice. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 3, and this is something I tell people to do quite a lot. Get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
Tony, seeing as that was Walter Lure and Get Off the Phone, and seeing as the pre-show budget is clearly, or pre-show, the pre-budget speech today is all about you, I thought we'd make this last bit all about you as well. Off you go, tell people stuff.
Not all about me? I don't know what to say, really.
Well, what people have to do and all that, I'm just letting you talk for a bit.
Oh, okay. Please do vote for us this month. Well, if you can vote for us and have some spare time, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley this week. If you don't, please hold off until December, which is next Monday. But if you do want to vote for us, go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address, subject and comment, and we'll read them out. Do vote for us, it helps us out. You can also subscribe at iTunes for the show, which is the best way to listen to it. And if you do that, please do review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews. If you're in the US, I'll read your reviews out in a few weeks' time, so bang your reviews in, and it'll be on the show in a few weeks.
This is real pressure for you, isn't
if
it,
you
my
have
friend?
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. I have none left. Zero. So if you want a twat in next week's show, you're going to have to do something about it. Yes, you're there on the bus, listen on your iPod, I mean you. Also, if you are in a band or have seen any recent local gigs coming up that you think, I must tell the world about that, even if they can't get to it, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, for your international gig guide. Just want the band's name, the location, the venue name, any additional information. And I'll read them out.
That was beautifully done, Tony.
It was nearly there, wasn't it?
Absolutely beautifully done. In fact, why don't we do the last bit the other way around? and you tell me to say goodbye, Paul.
Okay. Say goodbye, Paulie. Yeah.
Goodbye, Paulie B.
A poog! A poog!
Well, for fuck's sake, they keep saying it's the Tony and Paulie show. Is now. I'm off to play musical fannies.
Hey!